Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Senator Charles Grassley about Syria.
We're hearing quite a bit about Syria. Can you explain the situation for our listeners and what is happening from the U.S. perspective?
Well, everybody sees it on television, how the use of chemical weapons very dramatically and probably very painfully killed a lot of men, women, and children. Chemical weapons have been outlawed under international convention for at least 80 years. We all know that you're not only inhuman when you use them, but it's a violation of international law, so you become an international criminal. We also know that when presidents make statements and there's no restitution to follow up on it, then it encourages more. So President Obama drew a line in the sand that there'd be consequences if chemical weapons were used. Chemical weapons were used. There was no consequences. So I think it showed Russia that the United States isn't sincere about what it says about Syria. So they get into it. And then, of course, President Assad continues to use chemical weapons. A year ago, there was an attack. Obviously, it didn't accomplish because four or five times since then, chemical weapons has been used. So the president says that this is inhumane and you're not going to get away with it. So there's consequences. I'd have to say, without being a military person myself, that when military people say the goal was accomplished, then the goal was accomplished. But I'd also have my own benchmark of whether goal was accomplished is Assad going to quit using chemical weapons. If he does, then I think both from the standpoint that there's no further military action on our part and that we're not going to be any more concerned about the civil war. We're still going to be concerned about getting ISIS out of Syria, but beyond that, not be greatly involved. So that's where we are at this point.
So at this point, it's a matter of waiting to see what happens next.
Yeah, and hopefully nothing happens, because that nothing would be that he's not using chemical weapons, and that's the whole purpose of our use of military action against him.
And with this action that's been happening in Syria, there are quite a few refugees. Do you feel that the U.S. should admit more refugees than we have in the last year?
No, but we're going to continue to admit refugees, and I doubt if there will be as many refugees as what you might think, because, you know, they went by the hundreds of thousands to Europe, and that has slowed down almost to a trickle, and the United States has a lesser number than we've had in the past, but we're going to continue to take about 45,000 refugees a year.
And if people are concerned with this, is there anything that they should do? Should they reach out to their legislators?
I think that almost on any subject, they ought to reach out. But I hope in regard to Syria that they understand that that it's very important that when the president has the number one responsibility of protecting the American people, and to discourage use of chemical weapons, even though we aren't immediately threatened, it's still a threat to us when international law is not followed, because it encourages further disregard for international law, that the president acted constitutionally and acted in the interests of the American people.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.